Now breakfast with Bocelli on 1010XL.
Brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
All right, 7:40. Good morning, Jacksonville. Let's continue on this morning with our friend Don Anthony Bocelli Jr. He joins us now with Breakfast with Bocelli, where there is neither no breakfast, but there is Bocelli. Good morning,
yes. Tony. Yes. Good morning.
Yes.
I know I'm contractually obligated to do this every week, but I don't think we're contractually obligated to talk about football, are we? I mean, there's not much going on. It's pretty quiet.
Pretty quiet is, well, there's a couple things, but you're right. We can talk about anything we want. It's your segment.
Yes, it is.
No,
I like to produce it.
No news is good news at this time of the year. You don't want anything being out there at all, right? I mean, that's kind of how it works. But I did want to ask you, I've never been able to really make sense of the calendar in this respect, and it's been that this hasn't changed. Once those OTAs end, or mini camp, or whatever it is.
Vacation before camp.
Yeah, and it's just long enough that if, Tony, if you even at, I guess when you're 25, it's not as big a deal, but if you did nothing for 6 weeks and then came back.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah, you'd be in trouble, right?
Yeah, I think that's a problem. I mean, a couple things. I think guys understand now for the most part, at least the good players. I mean, they understand. And then back when there was real training camp, you know, if you didn't do enough during those 5 weeks, you had all training camp to get in shape. I mean, because it was long. It was a grind.
Yeah, that's
two
true.
Days. I mean, now you better be in shape because you're not getting in shape during camp. It's just you don't do enough, I don't think.
Right.
2 weeks. I mean, 2 weeks and you're going to play a game.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
It's and,
no two-a-days.
One-a-days. I think most guys, that doesn't concern me. If a guy is not smart enough to work out or doesn't have enough discipline, he's probably not going to be a good player anyway. So who cares?
It was. I was thinking about it until I was out and about this weekend. It was dastardly hot outside this weekend. So when you go out and put on those black helmets and those pads.
It's warm.
Yeah, it's a little warm, a little toasty in there. Did you climb into the ice garbage cans and get those? Do that type of stuff afterwards or no?
Well, I climbed. Well, after the first year when we were at Stevens Point, yes. But when we got back to Jacksonville, you just go climb an ice bath in the locker room.
Right.
Big old bath of ice and cool down and kind of give some blood back into the legs and make them feel a little bit better. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's all those kinds of things. I always said that, you know, about 2 days before camp, I was miserable because I knew what was coming and it was going to be hell. And there was no way around it back then.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that any longer. Now, maybe the guys feel that way because they don't know what we knew.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you just had to grind through it. I always thought it was physically difficult, but mentally it was just as hard. Like, you had to have a mindset, like, here I go, especially early when those camps, I mean, that first one was like 5 or 6 weeks, whatever it was. And, you know, I mean, it was just, you had to have the mindset, like, I'm going into something that over the next 5 weeks,
uh-huh.
I'm going to be miserable.
Yeah.
Not going to be happy. Not going to be fun. There's nothing good, and I'm going to feel lousy. And you just had to have the mindset.
And didn't you go with Brunel like to San Diego and train ever or no? Was that?
No, let me just say opposite. Brunel went with me. That was my spot.
That was your guy in your spot?
Yeah, my guy from back in college. I used to spend the summer there.
Okay.
Yeah, it was great. Nothing like Jacksonville weather, so it didn't really get you ready for it. We spend, you know, a couple weeks, 10 days out there and just relax with the family. Worked out really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Good weather. Kind of just get away from it a little bit because you knew what was ahead.
So, all right,
that was good.
Now what?
Football. That was enough.
Yeah. Now what do you want to? What do you want to? What do you want to talk about, friend?
Did you watch the golf yesterday?
Of course I did.
So I have a question for you because I remember a couple. I didn't know Jeff was going to take vacation. My gosh, he takes a lot of vacation.
Yeah, I know.
And his vacations are stupid. He doesn't like really leave.
You and him have a vacation coming up.
Yes, we do. But yeah. It's not really a vacation. It's more of a battle. It's going to be. my guess is there'll be fisticuffs at least one day.
I like that.
Yes, it'll be ugly. But I remember a couple weeks ago you were talking about there's like no real stars, you know, and Jordan Spieth a star? I mean, my gosh, he has 10 wins quicker than anyone else besides Tiger Woods, and it's only about a few months.
You know, there's such a difference between winning and losing. And I said this earlier this morning. I want to get your opinion because you watched it, obviously. So I flip on the golf, and Spieth's blowing 3-foot putts left and right.
He was
right?
Leaking oil.
Okay.
He had nothing.
Right. So then when he hit that one putt that he made, but it left his blade, and he started walking off in disgust, and like he missed it, and then it went in.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm 15.
Yeah, and then he stopped, and he was like, oh, look at. I turned to Martino and I said, these are the little things that's starting to annoy people about Jordan Spieth.
Not me. I love him.
It didn't bother you at all?
Well, I mean, it was a little goofy, but this guy, what I love about him, he is such a grinder.
Yeah.
He's such a competitor.
Yeah.
But
I was wondering, I guess,
because he was, he had nothing.
Right.
He didn't know.
Right.
He was like me playing golf, us. He got up to the tee. He didn't know which way he was going to go.
Yeah, he was a mess.
He couldn't make a putt.
If there was water, he was going to be close. But, boy, here's the two things. Number one, because he won, I think if he had lost that tournament to Berger, though, I think we would have pointed more to what happened on 15 and those type of things and been more annoyed by it. But because he won in the fashion that he won, you know, there's such a difference between winning and losing, Tony. You win, you're the king of the world, you're the man, you're the star. If you lose, you pick apart every little thing, I think.
And that's fair. That's sports. That's
yeah.
what you do in sports.
Yeah.
But what hit me was, the guy's 23, has 10 wins.
I know.
Sergio Garcia has like 10 wins, and he's 37.
I mean, understand, in the pantheon of the game, he is sandwiched between Tiger and Jack.
That's my point.
Yeah.
And he's 23, has two majors, and he's been close on like three others in contention.
Pretty impressive.
So I guess if he wins a major this year, he'll have more majors at a younger age than Tiger or Jack, I believe. I mean, are we looking at the next Tiger Woods?
Well,
what's the next superstar? Is it Jordan Spieth? The guy he can't.
Nobody thinks he has the game to be that superstar, but yet he does. They call him the golden child on tour. And like Justin Thomas tweeted out right before he made, I wouldn't be surprised if Jordan makes this. And then he said, told you so. And they do. His friends even call, you know, that's Jordan being Jordan. He has a knack for the flair. He makes the big putt to win. He wins in style. So there's certainly something about him. And the way this happens, I think that's why they were all shocked when he lost that Masters the way he did.
Yeah, I would say I think there's something about great players in any sport that there's an aura and a confidence that they have, and everyone knows they have it, that affects everyone. And it's different a little bit. But I go back to Tiger, and I said after Tiger Woods for a period of time, yes, he was the greatest. I mean, he was the greatest player. I mean, it was his mentality that separated him for me more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
There was a killer instinct. There was a fear that he brought with him when he came to the course that he knew and everyone else knew he was going to make the shot when it came out. It mattered. Like he was going to do it. He was going to win. He was going to bury you when it mattered the most. And when he got the whole, multiple women and all his off the course issues, that whole aura went away, and everyone said they looked at him like no different than any of us. Like he was just a normal guy, and he lost the self-confidence, and he's never been the same. And I said it. I remember. I think I was even on the show back then. Tiger Woods will never be the same again. He'll never win like he used to do. I said he'd never win another major, and he hasn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Jordan has that same thing in a different way. It's not a killer instinct where people fear him. But he has the confidence that he's going to make the shot when it matters most, and everyone else does as well. So everyone, when they go to the course, if Jordan's in contention and there's a shot to be made, he believes he's going to make it, all the fans believe he's going to make it, and all his competitors believe he's going to make it. I mean, when Jordan Spieth starts missing 15, 20-foot putts, we're almost all shocked.
Yeah, that's true.
But he should make them. That's Jordan Spieth.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think he has that. There's more guys more talented. Dustin Johnson's more talented, and Rory and Jason A. But they don't have that confidence and that kind of just the guy walks in the course, and if he's in contention, you're shocked if he doesn't win. Like even at the Open, the first two rounds, I'm waiting for Jordan Spieth just to make him make a move up the leaderboard.
It's amazing. You're right about one thing. He certainly doesn't have the – I don't want to say certainly. It doesn't seem like he has the talent of those other guys.
It does not because – but now, if you look at the stats, Dan, outside, he's not great off the tee. He doesn't hit it as long as they do. And that's where I think we get caught in this how far everyone hits it.
Yeah.
And the guy still hits like 310.
Yeah, but it has to be – like, I noticed when he plays with Dustin Johnson.
He's the best iron player. Yeah. By stats in golf this year.
But it has to wear on you.
He has the best short game, best putter. The guy's amazing.
It still has to wear on you if you're 40 yards behind your opponent every
hole.
I don't think
he cares.
Yeah.
I don't
Maybe he doesn't.
Think he cares. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I had some friends in Texas whose kid played against Jordan growing up and beat him a couple times. This guy was an All-American college golfer. He's working to get on tour now. But I remember talking to his dad about Jordan Spieth. And he said, Jordan Spieth has always never hit it as good as anybody else, but he just beats everybody. From the time he's junior, he never hit it as good. Just beats everybody.
Apologize.
Sorry, Six.
I apologize.
Yeah, Six, you ever remember me again, I'll come down there and beat you.
It happened my first time I was on the air. I said it would never happen.
That was awful.
I apologize.
Yeah, that was embarrassing. Don't talk until you have complete silence. I don't care what you have to say. I don't care what you have to read. Wait. Next time, from now on, from now on, during these segments, you will ask permission to do the
He is contractually obligated, by the way.
Thank you. I don't care.
I know you don't.
For permission moving forward.
Well, he's asking now. Go ahead, Sticks.
Go ahead, Beef. whatever your name is.
Breakfast with Baselli is brought to you by Carlson Enterprises, Jacksonville's first choice in roofing.
You flustered him. I want to go back to football, though, because I do want to ask you one more question. I want to look ahead a little bit. 2017 season is almost upon us. Training camp about a month away. Jags go into it. Blake Bortles is the quarterback. Blake Bortles has a year. Two questions. One, is there any kind of year he can have where it's guaranteed in your mind? Again, I know you. Well, yeah, he could do this, this, and this. No. Is there anything that Blake Bortles can do this year where you will say to me, unequivocally, he's their guy in 2018 and beyond?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, not beyond. I don't think there's anything he can do to get a big long-term contract this year. Nothing.
Okay. But to pick up the option.
I mean, 40 touchdowns and 5 interceptions or whatever.
We don't expect that to happen.
Right. So I don't think there's anything he can do. I think they're going to let him play his fifth year, and then they'll franchise him if they have to. I do think he can do things that guarantees he's back in 18. I think that is – play the type of football that's efficient, where you're under 12 interceptions a year, over 25 touchdowns, so more than a 2-to-1 ratio. None of the interceptions are just awful, and you find a way to lead this team to 9-7, and you get into the playoffs.
Well, if he goes
and you're competitive in the playoffs.
If he goes 2-1, over 2-1, they're going to have a great record, aren't they? Isn't there enough players around this team now?
I think that's my point. That's where if he does that,
and
you're 9-7, 10-6, you find a way, you get into the playoffs, and you're competitive in that playoff game. And you sit back, and we sit there and say, Blake isn't the thing holding this team back.
Okay,
and I don't think he has to be next this year. He's the guy who's carrying us. He just can't be the guy holding us back.
My follow up question to that is: let's say, in reality, they go 6-10, and he throws 24 touchdowns, but has 17 picks and loses 4 fumbles, something along those lines.
You're drafting a quarterback or going to free agency.
Okay, well, let's say because
he still might be there next year.
Yeah,
but he's not your guy.
Okay,
you are making plans next year.
And I guess my question is, if you're 6-10 and you're picking 8th, 9th, again, and it's so early, so let's let it play out. But let's say one of those. Let's say we after the season, it's still determined that the SC, UCLA, and Wyoming kids are your big. Are you willing then to make the trade up because you think you have enough talent? Yes. Okay.
Yes, right. You go make a trade if you think. If after evaluating Sam Darnold, I wouldn't pick the UCLA kid. I don't like him. He goes UCLA.
That's why. I mean, yeah.
No, it's not just that. He's just old demeanor.
Yeah.
Since he's been there. He's
entitled. Been does he have an entitled, like, I don't know much about him. He seems a little bit.
He just bothers me. I wouldn't pick him.
Okay.
I don't know anything about the Wyman kid. I hear I talk to scouts. They say he's the best quarterback in the
I know, but that's Carson Wentz all over again, so we'll see. I mean, it's.
Yeah, I haven't seen him. I have no idea.
Yeah.
So, but I love this. I mean, now Sam Darnold, I think he's going to be a superstar in the NFL.
What a shock.
Well, no, but if you watch his demeanor and how he plays, and if you talk to him about the leadership and everything. But anyway, I would trade whatever it took to get up to get one of those top quarterbacks, whoever they are. There might be another kid.
Because you have young talent there, and you
gotta
just
go.
Yeah, you got to go.
Make a move.
Okay.
You got to go. You can't just sit back and say, oh, we're just going to let this great group of young players we have, and we'll hope we get a quarterback whatever it is. You got to make a move. And I think you're going to know this year. I mean, I think it'll be obvious after this year which direction you're going to go.
I agree. All right. What are the plans? What vacation do we have this week lined up?
None. You know, it's a grind. I'm grinding this week. It's a grind.
Really?
Tough week. Going to the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to work next week, too, before I go on the trip with Pross and deal with him for 3 days. Oh, my God. Who does that?
That's going to be tough.
What was I thinking?
That's going to be tough.
I'm volunteering to go away with Prosser for 3.5 days.
Now, is this the group of friends
that you
brought him in, and now he's better friends with them than you are?
Yes, that's the group. So these group of guys have kind of, I've brought all together from all walks of life, and I've been the sun, and they've orbited.
Yes.
And now
you're the catalyst behind this. Yes.
Slowly, my sun is burned out, and I'm no longer I'm on the peripheral now. Like they're all better friends with each other than with me.
Well, that's the way it goes sometimes, friend. I appreciate
it. Okay. I don't really like people that much, so it's okay.
Well, it's not that you're just better than all of us. Don't forget that.
Well, I know I'm better than Pross.
Yeah.
And the other guys I'm going with, I'm definitely better than all of them.
Well, look forward to all the fun tales that'll be told. And I personally hope there are fisticuffs and somebody cuffs somebody up. That's what I want to see.
I will share the stories.
Okay, good.
We'll be on the air that following Monday.
Yeah.
And I might come in for that day.
And if there is a potential fight and you know, things are happening, feel free to Periscope. It's okay. We'll watch it live.
Oh, Periscope. What's better? And maybe Beef. Probably Beef could answer this.
Yeah.
It would be Periscoping better or like Instagram Live.
What's better, Beef and Sticks?
I'd go Periscope because you can archive it. Instagram Live, after you are done recording live, there is no archive. So if you want to save it for later, go Periscope.
Okay. Well, there
Periscope.
You go.
Do I have to become a member of Periscope, or
you may have to create an account? It's super simple.
Super
simple. You can tie it to your Twitter account, so I think you can just create it via your
Twitter account. Tie it right to that Twitter account, Big Bo.
Tie it to Twitter account. Okay, Periscope. All right. I'm gonna Periscope it up. I'm gonna take some Snapchat. I've started the Snapchat craze. My kids got me on Snapchat.
All right.
Travel Snapchat too, but I don't know why I do it, because it kind of disappears. You have nothing to support after you do it. It's very disappointing.
You're about to disappear from this program. We appreciate it, Big Bo. Have a great week.
See ya.
Go out yourself.
That's Tony Boselli. Why are you doing that, Beef? That's Breakfast with Boselli, the theme of the show.
I got a new shirt.
Oh, gosh. We're back with more next.